curious.
Yeah, yeah. From Cambridge's website, if you don't mind. I
very well tonight.
Very good point today.
Yeah, well, you know, I've just been asked if that was a point dropped or gained, or 2 points dropped, and I think it was a point gained today against a very good Cambridge side. I thought they caused us all sorts of problems, especially in the first half. I thought the runs Holroyd made killed us at times. I felt that after about half an hour, my back two got to grips with it a little bit, defended channel side, dropped off a yard or two. A bit similar to the game against Grays, where it's still a big learning curve for us. You know, we push our full-backs forward, so that does leave that space in areas behind the centre-backs, and teams will look to exploit that. We've got to find ways of dealing with that. I thought at times they looked better than us, but what really pleased me, and I look at the Luton game, I look at the Oxford game and Cambridge, and there's times where all three teams have looked better than us, but we keep digging away, we keep fighting, we keep scrapping, and all three games in the last 20 minutes we look like scoring goals. And all three games we should have had two or three more goals at home, when we're burying teams in the last 20 and not finishing off, you know, good opportunities.
A whole word up front for Cambridge, Kedwell for Wimbledon. It's always going to finish 0-0, isn't it?
The game didn't warrant a 0-0. I thought it was a very open game, and fair play to Martin Ling, who came here and attacked us and played very well. They're a good side. They'll be in the playoffs, and it's just up to us to try and work as hard as we can in our training sessions between now and Saturday, so as to make sure we stand to the coattails of the big four.
Playing the big three at home, Luton, Oxford, yeah. Cambridge, arguably the big three, yeah. In the league. Anything to be scared of so far?
Well, we've only picked up 2 points against them out of a possible 9. I think Holroyd, they need to hold on to Holroyd. If they hold on to him, they're a real danger. If they lose him, you ain't going to get that quality. I think Oxford have more resources than the other, well, not possibly not Luton, but they have more resources than Cambridge to go and buy people. So you'd have to say Oxford are a team to beat at the minute, but both Cambridge and Luton look like they're going to be in the top 5, yeah.
You gave the full debut to Seb Brown and you gave one to Ross Montague. What are your thoughts on both of them?
Yeah, I thought Seb Brody's luck a little. I'm delighted he got a clean sheet. Although how Crow missed that one, that end, I don't quite know. He deserved to have a little bit of luck. What he had to do, he handled competently. And to be fair, for a pretty exciting end-to-end game, neither keeper had a lot to do, did they? I can't remember us working your boy.
Potter did at the end that one-on-one.
Yeah.
That one-on-one, yeah. Which he did incredibly well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking for that and thinking Moro's touch was, a bit heavy, but,
Just what, you didn't test the goalkeeper, one shot on target the whole game.
It was that what it was, yeah. And but you look at, look at the Chris Hussey corner where you just got to head the thing in, Sam. Mm-hmm. And if I've got a problem, it's the fact that my midfield don't score goals. And I keep telling them week in, week out, and that's what we'd be practicing. You can't leave it to Kevin, Main, and Moore all the time. It's got to be, I let my midfield have license to get forward, my fullbacks to get forward, score a goal now and again.
Will this experimental phase end with the midfield, or do you reckon you get anywhere nearer than the 4?
No, wouldn't you? You name your best four, but it's different to him. We're not just experimenting with personnel, we're experimenting with systems as well. And we played us off like a 4-4-1-1 today, and I thought Moro was exceptionally good. Moro keeps possession better than we've had. But, is he going to score as many goals? I don't know.
On the next game?
Absolutely.
Your opinions on that one then? It's going to be...
It's a game we'll go there looking to try and get maximum points, if we can. We've played the teams at the top and done well against them, so we have to look to say... Well, we'll find out if we're a mid-table side or if we're a struggling side.
Have you found the conference in that last month or so? Has it been, now it's all settled down, has it been to your...
I think it's fantastic. I think the three games we've had here have been of a real... four games. The Salisbury, they come down and played good football. They've been really good quality. And like at all non-league level, a little bit of real quality in midfield, or a little bit of real quality in the final third, that little class finishing isn't always there, and we're all at the level we're at.
Yeah, because we've had about three games, Luton, Oxford and Cambridge now, and yeah. surely it's got to get a bit easier at home now.
You'd hope so, but then, there's teams will come down and we'll be under pressure to win them, won't we?
What's the latest on the injury front, Al?
I think we're okay. I think Wellard's got a calf injury.
That doesn't look like a knock. Or
yeah, Gregory's got a little bit of a knock. Pullen should be back for Saturday. Inns should be back. I'm hoping Inns, Kennedy and who's the other one left out? And Godfrey have a game for the reserves on Wednesday.
Judge, is he making progress?
He's making steady progress, but he's still talking about it's probably 6 weeks, I would think. Yeah.
You took off Danny Kebber. What was the reason for that?
I just think he's led the line magnificently. That's a boiling hot day today. He's led the line on his own because we pushed him up on the front two. And I had an opportunity to look at Ross Montague, who's can either play alongside Danny or instead of Dan. And this is what it's about, putting some fresh legs on a boiling hot day and giving him something else to worry.
Yeah. What did you think of the fitness today, bearing in mind that it was a...
I've got no doubts about our fitness. I think in every game this year we've looked stronger as the game gone on. So I'm pleased about that, yeah. Thank you.
Cheers,
man.
And all the best for the rest of the season. Thank you very much.